Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.
My next guests are here in studio with me. They are Jodie and Colin Dempsey. Casterbridge third level student Jodie Dempsey has just won a National Student Media Award after making a documentary, Dempsey's Den, which was focused around her dad, Shebeen, during COVID. And Jodie and her dad, as I said, are in the studio with me. Good morning to you, Jodie. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Lovely to talk to you. So you've just completed your journalistic course then, have you? Where were you?
I was in TU Dublin studying film and broadcasting, and I ended up majoring in radio. I just really enjoyed it, and yeah, I've done my project there, my final year project on my dad. I just thought it was really interesting, like how during the pandemic there was nowhere to go for these people, and like my dad just kind of like got loads of other men to come and just sing songs, and it was just a really nice experience and I wanted to share it.
So, Colin, when your daughter decided to approach you with a view to doing this, what was Dad's immediate reaction?
Oh, go for it. Yeah, definitely go for it. Why not?
Yeah.
So she came out and got all the equipment from college and came one Saturday night then and interviewed the lads and done a bit of recording of what's going on in the shed.
Where can we see this, Jodie?
It's on every kind of streaming platform. So it's on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, like the whole lot.
And what sort of hits have you gotten so far?
I have a couple of 100 at the minute. I don't know about Spotify and all. I think Spotify is the main traction at the minute. But on SoundCloud, I have 500 and something.
So you must have done this over a long period of time then, did you? What way did you do it?
Well, with this project, it kind of took me around 3 or 4 months kind of like sorting out what I'm going to, like what angle I'm going to go towards. Mm-hmm. And like who I'm going to interview, what I'm going to ask, and the editing process and all that as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it took around three-ish months to put it all together and put it out.
Look, how did you feel when you found out you got nominations? Just remind us about the nominations again, please, and what categories and where.
Yeah, so I was nominated for two originally. I was nominated for Radio Documentary of the Year and Radio Production of the Year for Arts and Features. And I ended up winning the Radio Production of the Year one. And yeah, no, when my names came up, I was absolutely delighted. I felt like my hard work was finally paying off in the end. And just even being nominated was just like an honour. So then to win one of them was just class-like.
Yeah. So, Dad, as you are delighted with the success of your daughter here, what did you make of the final product then?
Oh, it was brilliant, absolutely.
What was the best part of it that you enjoyed?
The whole thing was brilliant. It's just the way it was all put together and the way it came across. Oh, we were so proud of it. It was brilliant. And just the Saturday nights we were drinking cans out in the shed was actually coming together to make something positive. Like, it was... Fair play, it was brilliant. She'd done a great job on it.
Yeah, and it was all about maintaining positive mental health, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose I had the shed prior to COVID and I was storing a few antiques and pictures on the walls and stuff, and COVID hit and people had nowhere to go, so a couple of friends started calling on Saturday nights and bringing their cans down, and then we 6 or 8 or 10 some nights and take out guitars and sing songs, and we had great nights.
What line of business were you involved in? You were listening very closely to what Paddy was saying about the NCT test.
Yeah, well, originally I was a mechanic.
Were you?
Done a bit, gone into renewables in the last 10 or 15 years. So wind turbines, and I'm working down in Great Island now at the minute on the interlink between Great Island and Pembroke.
Right, so you're a busy man.
Busy, yeah.
Yeah, and have you other family as well, apart from Jodie here beside us?
Yeah, there's Tamara, her older sister, and Katie, then, her younger sister.
So the three girls there.
Three girls.
So what's your vision then? What's your plan? Where do you want to go next, Jodie?
Well, since finishing college, I was working with a teenage magazine for a while, with Missy.ie, and I was helping her with podcasting and a few articles. So I kind of want to continue down that line and see like where it takes me, kind of, because I'd done film and broadcast and I was looking at film, but when I was doing radio I just absolutely loved it. I fell in love with it. So I'm hoping just to continue down that road.
Yeah, well look, you're in a radio station on your own doorstep, and it's always nice to see young Wexford people going forward in this. So the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
And getting two nominations at this young stage to me indicates that you've got a bright future. Can you just talk to me a little bit about the essence of the documentary itself then? Because I'm curious as to know how you... I'll have to go watch it now and listen to it. So I'm curious how you went about framing it. How did you go about framing it?
So, like, originally I just kind of came up with the idea, like, seeing my dad bringing all these men from the, like, Casterbridge, the village, to our house, and like having their own stories. I was interested in seeing like how they kind of formed together, because like they just like had this love of music and stuff. And then through that, from like talking with them and all, I kind of got like the idea that a lot of them come here just to take a break from their own lives and like have like take a break and have a better well-being for themselves and more positive outlook.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like how I ended up on like how important it is to socialise, especially as you get older. And I found loads of articles about how important it is to like keep your memory alive as you go. And like there's studies showing that socialising, especially as you get older, you like have a longer lifespan as well. So like it just is a really important topic to discuss.
Any standout moments within the work you compiled? Is there any, like if people were going to just pick a moment within it where you said, yeah, this is class, I really enjoyed this part of it. Any standout, any song being sung or any story being shared that stands out for you?
I mean, the music is just class. Like all of them have such good singing voices. They all have such like major just love for the music, and it really shows in the documentary just how much passion they have for it.
What were you singing?
I was singing everything, really, from Christy Moore to Dire Straits, anything at all, and Tony plays whistles there, bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, look, what impact do you think the documentary is likely to have for people who haven't seen it yet? Will it just show camaraderie, show bonding?
I think it'll show community. And like a sense of like brotherhood, and just like it just shows like how powerful friendships really are, especially no matter what age you are. And like with men, I feel like especially, it's not really talked about as much as it is with women, that men also have friends and it's important for them to meet up with them and socialise with them. So I think that's kind of like the main impact it has.
You're a proud dad, Colin, aren't you?
Oh, very much, yeah. Very much. Brilliant.
So how can we access the documentary, Jodie?
You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud.
And it's just called Dempsey's Den, is it?
It's the Dempsey's Den, the Back Garden Bar.
The Back Garden Bar.
Yep.
Funny feeling, we'll hear more from you.
Hopefully, anyway.
And I wish you the very best of luck for the future.
Thanks very much.
And you enjoyed your course, obviously.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. Colin, thanks for joining us.
No bother, thank you.
Anything you want to say to the daughter there before we let you off?
No, we're very proud of her and she's done a brilliant job. When she does the job, she applies herself to it brilliantly.
Thank you so much for joining me in studio. That was Jodie and Colin Dempsey.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.